Staining Alive with Rita Steele, thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners.
Fancy.
Oh, well, Peter Gallagher, welcome aboard. Rita Steele taking a break this week. This week we're actually talking to you about fire over summer, because it is kind of, excuse the pun, it's a hot topic.
Terrible pun.
It is, and summer looks like it might be finally on its way to us.
Oh, you don't think it's been sort of sweltering enough recently?
Well, it's certainly picking up, isn't it? And we're seeing record temperatures in Australia, and that's not that far away from us. So things are going to happen here, that's for sure.
I guess for you, it's you'll be more concerned about long periods of dryness, eh? That's when it really starts getting a little bit like the old fire danger arrow starts creeping up the old...
Yeah, that's right. So once we have those days where we've got the sun and we've got the warmer conditions and a little bit of wind, everything starts to dry out, and obviously that increases the fire risk. And then we get a couple of days of rain, perhaps, and there's a bit of a common misconception that that's going to lower the fire danger, but it actually takes quite a lot more moisture to bring it back down again.
Is that because it has to kind of like drench in a little bit rather than just kind of just evaporate off from a little couple little rains? Is that
absolutely? Yeah. So it needs to sort of saturate the ground a little bit and get right down into those into the sort of top layer of the soil. So that's why we say that, you know, once that fire danger goes up, it's very important to keep an eye on it, because it doesn't come down again as quickly as a lot of people think.
Yeah. Have we had a couple of years of it being actually quite dry right throughout New Zealand? It feels like we've hit, last summer in particular was incredibly long and dry. And while we may have had a bit of rain in Auckland for a couple of months over the winter, it just doesn't really feel like we've got back to the normal level of moisture in the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we're getting that sort of comment from right around the country, but particularly sort of the east coast of both islands, both north and south.
Right.
People are, you know, saying how dry it is and how winter was very light in terms of rainfall. You know, there were some absolutely drenching days, but then we got winds that followed and dried all that moisture straight back out of the ground again. So, yeah, I think it is getting... drier and drier, and the season's certainly becoming longer.
Yeah. Now, Peter, what about those of us that are probably going away camping or maybe thinking about chucking a bonfire on the beach? Can we actually do that over summer?
Bonfire on the beach surely isn't too bad, is it?
Well, the issue with bonfires at the beach, and the reason that we discourage people from doing that, is because often the hot embers are left lying around. People kick a little bit of sand over it and believe that it's
going to go out. Oh, it takes a lot to put out a fire, eh? Yeah, embers can stay for ages. That's what people back in the day used to use to travel around and make fires in different places, keep little ember burning, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, and so the danger here is that, you know, somebody else comes along, they kick over the sand, and they end up standing on those hot embers that are still burning under the ground, and they can burn for... 7, 10, maybe 14, 20 days.
Wow.
Holy moly.
So, yeah, that's why we say the beach bonfires aren't really a good idea. Plus, there's a lot of council bylaws that actually prohibit them, so you need to check with the local council.
How the heck do I do that? Where do I check? Where does the council have this information?
Well, you go down and you start your fire, and then you have a look around. No, you don't. No, you don't listen to me.
Yeah, look, we've got a website that... gives you some guidance. It's called Check It's All Right.
Oh, nice.
So if you go to checkitsallright.nz, on that website you'll be able to see what the fire conditions are in the area you're interested in, and there'll be some recommendations there on what you can and can't do legally.
It's so warm at night. We don't need a fire out of the beach, do we, really? Just so, what about a little lantern?
Yeah, well, that's right. There are alternatives to having a fire, and there are a lot of safer alternatives as well. Mm. We have to be that little bit more cautious, because, as we've already said, it's getting drier, it's getting hotter, and things that we perhaps used to do, we now need to rethink a little bit about whether they're still good options.
Fair enough.
If I say I do get to the point and I've checked with the council and I'm in an area that's okay for me to chuck, use my barbecue or my brazier or whatever I've got, or my fire, are there any tips that you've got for me to look after it safely?
Oh, you clean it after you've used it every time.
Yeah, clean it's always important. Look, the key with a fire is making sure that you take account of the wind conditions. So many fires that start out with good intentions, they're well controlled. People don't have a look at the forecast and see that the wind gets up. So, you know, they might leave some embers glowing in the pit where the fire has been, and then they toddle off to bed, and sometime between sort of midnight and 5 a.m. the wind picks up and we end up with that fire being fanned into bush and out of control. Important to saturate the embers.
Right, get a bit of water on there.
Get water on them, keep pouring the water on them until no more steam comes out.
Nice. And what are the sort of most at-risk areas, especially like, John said, like holiday sort of stuff? Is it like kind of long grass paddocks and stuff like that where it can kind of sort of take off? It travels quite fast once it gets going, doesn't it, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's where we've got that really dry material, obviously, you know, the long grass gorse bushes which have started to dry off, pine needles, all that stuff. But sometimes, even in short grass, if the wind's high, it'll race through short grass.
It's freaky. I've seen that. It's freaky how quickly it can run through grass.
Yeah, so it is really important. I mean, we can't stress enough the importance of checking the weather. And if the wind's starting to get up, put the fire out early.
Hey, now, Peter, I had a quick look at your website, and there was some notes on there about machinery starting fires. And one thing that popped up, which I didn't think would start a fire, was lawn mowing. How does that happen?
Yeah, so obviously when it gets really dry and you've got whole lot of, long, dry grass that you're going to cut, when you're using the lawnmower, there's always a possibility that you could strike a stone, and it only takes that one little spark to ignite some of the dry grass material. So we're saying to people, if you're in that position and there's a lot of grass on the ground at the moment because spring's been quite good to us, now's the time to cut it before those restrictions apply, before it gets too dry.
Right.
Trim it off, get it short, and then you won't have to worry about doing it again in those really risky fire conditions.
Hey, Peter, just out of curiosity, have you noticed less fires starting from wayward ciggy butts now that everyone's kind of vaping a little bit more? That's a weird question, I know, but...
No, it's not a weird question. We have seen a drop in fire caused by cigarettes, but they do still occur. While the numbers aren't as high as they used to be, certainly it's still a key ingredient, particularly for wildfires.
Right. Because people are just chucking them out and cruising along, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know yourself, you know, there's a lot of that dry material on roadsides and things like that, so it's easy to sort of act complacently, and that's where we have the problems.
Right on.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's been a pleasure to chat to you.
What was that website people can go and check what's good or what's not? What was the...
So this is checkitsallright.nz.
Okay.
And if you want any other information on fire, go to our fireandemergency.nz webpage and you'll find everything there.
Right on. Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
No worries at all. Thanks,
guys.
Have
a good Christmas, babe.
Cheers.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners. Go to krafthomes.co.nz.